5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Monday morning, Northern Colorado. Happy 4th of July, Independence Day Eve. We'll be off tomorrow. We'll be off Wednesday, I believe. Powers that be are giving us some time off, so that'll be a lot of fun. Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass. I wish I would have wore white today because Angel's got his red on. Tanner Schwint joining us in studio. He's got his blue on.
You got the Captain America shirt, though.
Well, I thought it was casual Monday because I didn't think anybody was coming in except for you, me, and Angel.
This is my casual.
So I wore a t-shirt.
Polo's casual for me.
A t-shirt. I'm a t-shirt guy. I almost wore sweats. I'm a sweats guy when I'm not at work. Even in the summer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Big sweats guy.
No.
Mainly because my calves are about the size of my pinky, and I don't want to showcase that. So I don't.
Fair
wear,
enough.
I don't wear shorts.
I'm a shorts guy.
I love shorts.
I so much. Short ones.
And that's where
Jorts.
We'll go today. For
Jorts.
The next 3 hours, we're going to talk about shorts and sweats.
I wish jean shorts would make a comeback.
Well, you can do that. You can control that.
The mullet's coming back, so...
Jean
Did you ever
shorts?
Have a mullet?
As like a little weird one as a kid, little kid.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I think my mom just didn't cut the back of my hair.
She just forgot.
Probably.
Yeah.
So you just have that.
A lot of hair.
Your hair. Yeah.
So. Did you ever have a mullet?
No.
No?
My childhood haircut was a buzz cut.
Yeah, that's where I was, too.
That's about...
He would not let me grow my hair out, and it was always just buzz cut, so...
And that's why you rebelled and grew it out for a while, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to grow it back out? Like, you're going to get back to long-haired Angel?
Probably not.
No?
No, ever? Never?
Attaboy.
It would take a lot to not go get a haircut every 3 months.
It looks good.
It does.
But the long hair, you know, you had a dangerous side to you. The long hair showcased a dangerous side.
But like Russell Wilson danger.
No, it was like you could be mysterious.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Could Angel be in a biker gang? Maybe. Now it's just like, Angel's just a clean cut guy, like just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Growing up, Angel, now you just look like a regular guy.
Now we just got to get Brian Carey to do it.
No, Brian will never be a regular guy.
No, there's not. Angel had a great one-liner this morning, and I feel like we need to hype him up, so you might be right on this. It's national talk to yourself in the mirror day, or talk to your mirror day. So
I do that every day.
Hype yourself up. And I asked him that. I'm like, are you a big, like, hey, let's go, like, pump yourself up guy? He goes, I try and look at myself in the mirror as little as possible. I don't understand why.
Tanner is one of those guys that, like, turns the mirror in the pickup while he's driving and just stares at himself. Looking good today.
Yeah, look good, feel good, man. Feel good, play good.
Cop's been chasing him for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Tanner's too focused at looking at himself in the mirror.
That's true.
Especially now that you have the glasses. You got a new look.
They drive me crazy.
Why?
I don't know. I hate, because now it's like, okay.
You take them off when you're tired and just rub the spot between your eyes.
I have caught myself doing that so much.
He takes them off all the time and starts pointing at people. I'm like, you look like
listen here, Shenny.
Back in my day.
Well, you guys both have new looks. Like, Angel cut the hair, and you have glasses now.
Angel had made a conscious decision, and I just went blind over time. Yeah.
So Brian needs a mustache.
Or imagine Brian with short hair.
Can
you imagine that?
I can't.
No. Has he ever had short hair?
Terrifying. My dad was bullying him at the Stampede one night and said, it's time to get your hair cut. My dad's like, Brian goes, I just did. Like, I did not even notice that. His definition of a haircut is way different than ours. What you got is an extreme haircut. I go once a month, keep it just...
I go like every 2 weeks.
Nice and tight. 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Every 2 weeks.
What is your haircutting bill a month?
I like it high and tight, short. I don't like getting out of control, man.
Just go shorter.
Once you teach yourself how to do it, then you're saving however much you're spending on haircuts a month.
Would you ever let your wife...
She's tried. She has an easier time cutting my child's hair. Because I can't sit still, and she's not a professional, so she...
Because the kid probably sits still.
He sits still, and he's patient, and I'm like, are you done yet? I mean, come on.
You, like, twist your neck every time she gets close to it.
Oh, yes. During COVID, she cut my hair a lot, and she's like, I'm never doing this ever again.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My fiance,
I let it go long for a while.
Yeah, my fiance really wants to cut my hair, and I don't think...
You should let her cut your hair.
I don't like it. She's got no background of cutting anybody's hair.
Well, then you do a fair deal. You cut my hair, I cut your hair.
Oh, but then that's a lose-lose for me, Angel.
I'll let her cut my hair.
Longer hair, it's easier.
Next time I'm out there.
You have more room to make a mistake.
Yeah.
Longer hair.
That's true.
Yeah.
She I'll let her cut my hair.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does she have the proper equipment?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. Because
cow shears aren't. That's all we really
you
got.
You guys are cutting your cow's hair all the time out there,
yeah,
right?
That's all we do.
I can just see you out there. Same as last time.
Yeah, would you like
Betsy?
A little
more off the top? Okay. Okay. A little fade here on the backside.
Right.
Sure.
You can tell it's July 3rd, right?
Yeah, you can. Wimbledon's on.
There actually was a lot of news that took place over the weekend. I mean, just
really?
A lot of news.
Oh.
Bruce Brown's
I
gone.
Thought you meant Wimbledon news. I was like, what was the...
No.
It's the first round.
The Bruce coolest story started. I saw on Wimbledon was that they've got AI-generated robots now doing the commentating for some of the offshoot tournaments.
Really?
So we're not even, like, Tony Romo's going to be out of a job, man.
Oh, they're just, like, typing in what they want them to say, or what?
It's watching, like, the...
Well, like, the AI can be programmed to watch for certain results, and then it will output a generated response.
We're going to be out of the job soon then, too.
Oh, yeah.
Generate a take on Bruce Brown going to the Pacers. And that would be...
The Pacers spent way too much money.
They did. They spent a lot. So our poll question today, our tight-knit brewing poll question today, with Bruce Brown off to Indiana, are you concerned about the Nuggets' chances of repeating at this point? Are you concerned? Is that the right word?
I thought it was interesting. I was texting you, I don't know if it was Friday or Saturday, when all this was breaking. I kind of really like the commitment to Reggie Jackson. And I know that's weird because he did not show what we thought he was going to show this
Sometimes
year.
Sometimes there's no room to show.
Right.
You know, and if you're Malone, you don't have time to take a chance.
And
so
he's
you just
got
go with what you know.
He's got a long enough resume at this point. Where you know the type of player that Reggie Jackson is. And and I think he's going to be... I loved the pickup when they did it. I absolutely loved it. I liked that commitment. This might sound bad. I know everybody loves Uncle Jeff. I was glad to see Jeff Green go. I don't think that's going to be a big loss.
I was kind of sad. I mean, anybody that's on a championship team, you don't really want to see anybody go.
As weird as it sounds, like he just... The way he moves on the basketball court annoyed me.
Oh, he didn't. He had moments where his defense was just bad.
Because he didn't move.
Yeah. I think DeAndre Jordan can take over Jeff's role if he needs
as that
to. In terms of on the court, but also off the court on the bench.
Well, you can't shoot the three like Jeff. I mean, like we said,
Jeff's
Jeff
only
was
good
always...
for one three a game.
Right.
Maybe
one or DeAndre's two. DeAndre's not good for.
He's
that.
Good for the bench, though. And I think
he's good for
with
having
Jeff
a body
Green,
on the floor and someone in the paint.
Yeah, with Jeff Green and Bruce Brown leaving, I do think it was a solid move to just bring back DeAndre Jordan. It's not like he costs much.
Yeah.
And he's not going to be a big piece to what you're doing, but you still have that veteran leadership. I say this. Again, I watched a lot of basketball. I still think the Nuggets bench, like just cheering-wise, was one of the best I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was led by DeAndre Jordan.
No, I love bringing DeAndre back. I like what he brings, even on the court when he gets on there every once in a while. But that leader, that veteran mentality is huge. And it isn't G League or Summer League, whatever, get underway today, right?
Yeah.
And Christian Brown.
They play on Friday.
Christian Brown not on that roster. So they're just making him. I mean, they're committed to Christian. So, listen. Was watching ESPN this morning. Had a little malfunction with the clock, so we had their 6 o'clock hour off. So I was watching ESPN this morning, and they're like, "Did the Lakers get substantially better in the playoffs, or you know, or for the run this year?" And there was one guy that I'd never recognized him before, but he was telling the truth. He's like, "No, what has LA done to get better?" You know, he goes, they haven't caught Denver. He goes, if anything, Denver may have gotten a little worse by losing these guys. But no, I don't see anybody. And I meant to talk about this morning. I am so sick of the Bleacher Reports, of these NBA Hoops accounts out there. Like, who's stopping this? And then it's pictures of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal, and then like two or three other guys that I don't even know who the hell they are. Like, who's stopping this team? Like, who's stopping Denver? Denver's who's stopping
them. Well, Denver,
them.
Their five are intact. You've got your starters coming back, and they basically replaced Jeff Green with Justin Holiday. You got excited for a minute, didn't you? You thought it was Drew Holiday.
I did.
No, it's Justin Holiday, who's like 34 years old.
It's not Drew Holiday.
It's not. It's Justin Holiday.
I went the whole weekend thinking it was the same person.
You were like, it's Holiday.
Yeah. Did you? I didn't even.
I thought. Like,
did you really?
I thought his name was Justin Drew Holiday.
No,
Drew was a nickname.
No, when I first read the headline, I was like, "What? How?
I didn't.
And then, oh, Justin Holliday.
Where's Drew Holliday at anymore, even? Is he in Milwaukee?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's, like, 7 years ago, I saw it and got confused and thought it was Drew Holliday, I'd be very excited.
There was so NBA free agency is both good and bad. It's the best free agency in all sports. It's overtaken the NFL. You're not seeing it as crazy in the NFL as it used to be.
Mm.
But it's also like every year, teams just get an absolute makeover in the NBA. So.
Well, and it's so easy. NBA, in my mind, is the easiest team to rebuild. Is any, out of any
it was
sport
less guys,
right? And it is, but
I mean that's just math.
I saw that is.
I mean, baseball has how many? Nobody cares. Basketball, you know, five on the floor starters. Right?
Why do I agree to come on this program? I don't understand.
You know, I watch Rocky. There was make fun of it.
Yes, you do. I know. I'm not discrediting that.
So I was watching a lot over the weekend.
I'm sorry.
Love to give up grand slams. They just are obsessed with it. I think the Rockies make it a goal. How many grand slams can we give up?
Yeah.
I mean, am I right?
You are.
Am I right? Dan?
Oh, it was rough yesterday, man. And it's crazy to me how bad the pitching is.
Okay, so
with the Rockies,
we got a lot that I want to get into today. And first off, so Elias Diaz is an all-star.
Yep.
Is he really?
Rightfully so.
Really?
100%.
Why do the Rockies get an all-star?
Listen, in most years, I completely agree with you.
Is he the best catcher? Is he the second best? How many?
He's a top three catcher.
How many catchers do they take?
Three.
And so he's number three?
Yeah. Sean Murphy with the Atlanta Braves.
Will Smith.
Will Smith from the Los Angeles Dodgers. And then Elias Diaz. And his stats back it up. Normally, listen, the fact that CJ Cron was an all-star last year was stupid. The fact, you know, Aramon Marquez a couple years back.
Why did they take three? Why did they take three positions?
They take three from.
Why?
I don't know.
Like in each play, three innings?
I guess. I don't know.
Listen, the MLB's rule of everybody gets an all-star is very stupid.
I get why they're doing it, though. It's marketing. Try to get some people invested. Everybody's invested. But I don't really care how Elias Diaz does in the all-star game. Like, he could hit four home runs. Well, that would be kind of cool. But I still don't really care. You're in the most meaningless all-star game now ever. It used to be meaningful, but it's not anymore. Well, they changed it. It's not the home field advantage anymore. I actually kind of liked it.
I did too.
Now it's just meaningless.
When did they change that?
Was that five years ago?
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I've been living in a fairyland.
You still thought that was the case?
I did.
No, it's not anymore.
I have been living in...
Well, you're a Rockies fan. Of course, you're used to living in delusion. Oh, they'll get there.
I've been living in Candyland, man.
You have been living in Candyland.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
God, I sound stupid right now on the radio, but I couldn't even hide that one.
Yeah, so since 2017, home field advantage has been awarded to the World Series team having the better regular season record.
So they changed that, and now it's like, oh, good, it's now the most meaning. A lot of people didn't like it, though. They don't like the fact that you put meaning to an all-star game, which most players don't really care about.
I think there needs to be meaning behind it. I thought last year's all-star game was actually really good for baseball, having everybody mic'd up. I'll watch. I normally, any other year, I'm going to agree with you and say the Rockies don't have an all-star. Elias Diaz has all-star numbers this entire year. It was the right decision.
He has the best batting average amongst NL catchers.
He leads in hits. He's second or third in home runs.
You know what? Since it's the 3rd of July.
You were feisty about this when I came into your office.
I hate the whole everybody gets
I do too.
Slice.
I do too.
Everybody come on over and play in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a player from the Houston Rockets got on the NBA All-Star team last year? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I know, but and we know that these are all jokes. The Pro Bowl has turned into the biggest joke of every single one of them.
But they're all... There's really no way to make the All-Star game entertain. Like, you can make it entertaining, I guess, but you know me. I'm just like, if it has no venom to it, it doesn't do anything for me.
So,
when the Rockies, after game one of the regular season, there's no venom there anymore.
The reason I like the MLB All-Star game is that it is still, to this day, the closest form of an actual game that you're going to have, right? Like, they haven't changed the rules.
Well, and baseball doesn't really lend itself to. You can't really take off. Like football, you just don't have you don't have to tackle a guy.
Right.
Basketball, you don't have to defend. Baseball, you still have to try to hit the ball
and catch the ball. It's a simple game, really.
Run to the ball and try to catch.
Right.
Football, it's like if you see a wide receiver and you're like, he's probably going to catch that, I'm just going to pull back. I'm not going to mess with it.
I was watching highlights last night of the 1998 All-Star game that was played at Coors Field. And looking at that line,
just watching highlights of that.
Like, that's the most random thing to do.
But I can actually see him doing
like,
it.
Like, it's not shocking for Tanner because I know he loves baseball. Like,
I was. And it came across
all
my
years, 1998.
Well, it was the right.
No, it's
Coors Field had the Coors Field had the All-Star game, and Galarraga was there, and Larry Walker was there, and Dante Bichette. Like, they're all playing in the game. And I'm like, haha. Maybe
there were some good. There were some really good players.
There were, but that they just watching the intensity of that game.
Yeah,
when it didn't matter, I think that would have been wise for the MLB. Just 6 years later, breaking news to me that they changed that. Just insane, dude. My love of baseball, and I didn't know that. But
well, it's not like again, it's not like the biggest sports story in the history of the world.
No,
it's not.
But I do like, I will watch the MLB All-Star game. I like it more. The Home Run Derby, I do like. And didn't they just last year, now here's a rule change that I'm going to see if I can drop. Didn't they last year change that if it went into extra innings, it was just going to turn into a Home Run Derby? Like that one guy from the AL and one guy from the NL were just going to go out? Because I was cheering for a tie hard. Am I right on that? I am right on that. Yeah, so that I like. Like, give me a little bit of gimmicks, but this is what I was going to bring up to you, Brady. I don't know if you saw the video over the weekend. It was in the minor leagues. This batter is at the plate. It's a 3-0 count. Pitch comes in. He starts taking off to first, and the umpire sees him doing it. It goes strike, and so he makes it a 3-1. Obvious ball, and the player comes back and taps his hat, and they review it because they had an electronic strike zone.
Mm-hmm.
2 seconds. Ball, take your base. Would you like to see the MLB incorporate that?
I don't know. I go back and forth on this.
Because it's not
at
all the
way. Baseball is one of those sports that just the umps are a part of the game.
But they can still be that. But if each player got one challenge every time they were up to bat.
Oh, like you're saying, have a player challenge?
Yeah, that's what he did. It's just a quick tap of the hat. Like he knew that one was outside.
Like one per game?
One per at bat. Mm. So. Mm. No?
Let's slow it back down. We'd slow her right back
it
down.
It took
but
that
if everybody's
long.
Doing it, because baseball, kind of like basketball, you know, no basketball player's ever committed a foul. A lot of hitters are never going to really concede that, oh, that was a strike, really?
But if you only have one in at bat, if it's close, like, you
they
can challenge
every
it
every time they come up?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Too much?
Yeah, it's too much.
I don't think so.
You get one
challenge. You get one timeout nowadays, so...
Yeah.
Don't give them a timeout then. Just
I mean, I don't think you could use this AI thing like as a live teller because it's obviously there's a delay to it. So you would still need the umpires.
In this video, there was like zero delay between the challenge.
Like a batter, like once the ball goes past them, they're going to want to know ball strike and get to the next pitch.
So if they're going to do that, then they might as well just eliminate umps and just do the
I don't think so.
Computer-generated strike zone.
I mean, a good umpire is going to get 99.8% of the calls right. 99.8. The low end gets down to the 98% or 97% area. You know, two missed calls game. But you were talking about the game that Freeland was pitching last Wednesday. There was a very apparent strike that was called a ball.
And that, like, weren't the Rockies up like 4-0 or something?
Yeah, right.
And all hell broke loose.
Yeah, and then they actually came back and won that game. But it was like something like that. Hey,
but
I'd like to challenge that.
Yeah.
I'd like to challenge that.
I just think if you're going to do that, you might as well just automate the whole strike zone. See, and that's why I kind of like that certain umps have a different strike zone and all that. Like, it does add a little character to it. So I've always kind of been, you know me, I'm the anti-replay guy.
Yeah,
but
I don't understand
that. I'm also of the mindset, if you're going to do it,
go all the way in.
Go all the way in, and you replay everything. You can review everything.
Yeah.
But I'm just not. I would be fine if we just go back to a simpler time where there was just no reviews,
no robots ruining the world.
No robot. Well, because they take so long to review things anymore.
The MLB is getting better about it.
Baseball's probably got the fastest review.
Yeah, yeah. The NFL football, takes forever.
Basketball takes
NBA,
forever.
Yeah, yeah, the NBA is the worst one. When you see all of them and they're staring at the monitor,
47 angles.
Right. It's like you see.
I think they should make it a rule where it's like they give you three angles and you've got 20 seconds to look at those three angles.
I agree.
To make your decision.
I agree.
If it's not obvious, then the call stands.
Are they going? Do you think that the flopping fouls?
Well, that's.
Do you think that's going to change
that's
the game?
That came up over the weekend, right? That was another story that. They're looking. They're going to experiment in that with the summer league.
Yeah,
they're going to. If you flop, is it a technical
foul?
It's an immediate technical.
Yep. And they said that this is going to be emphasized. So I always watch for that. Right, whenever there's a new rule put in place and it's emphasized, a lot of referees, that's all they're going to be paying attention to. So it's going to be interesting. Anything to help that? That is my biggest turnoff with the NBA. Is just these giant of men just falling down at the light breeze that just came through the building.
At some point in the NBA, you have to get strict for a season. You just have to go really strict and say, we're not going to put up with complaining. Mm-hmm. We're not going to put up with flopping. And you just start teeing guys up. You do one season of that, you will train players growing up to stop complaining.
Right.
You know, it's like receivers in the NFL. Every time they don't catch the ball and they fall down, they look up to see if there was a flag.
Right.
And they, you know, that we've trained receivers to do that now. So I think with basketballs, if you just get strict and the flopping thing, like it's obvious. Some of them, you got to admit, are comical, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like when Joker's like, whoa, whoa, and then he falls down. It's like, there's nobody on this planet that plays basketball.
That was one of the greatest moments.
Joker down.
That was one of the greatest moments of the playoff run was when him and LeBron got on a flop-off against each other. LeBron flops and then back the other way
like
with Joker.
Remember when Joker tried to get into the huddle? Was it Phoenix? He's like, he and Bruce Brown are jumping into the huddle. To see what, because they're out on the floor going over their play, and you mm-hmm. can't do that.
Right.
So Joker gets in there, and Durant pushes him, and Joker just does the floor. Like, Durant's arms are smaller than my calves, and he like almost knocks Joker to the ground.
No, it's ridiculous, but in the same breath, if there is no flopping, does Nikola Jokic get even more dominant?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah.
Which is insane.
Yeah, he absolutely does.
But Elias Diaz is an absolute all-star.
I mean, he's a what do you call it, a reserve.
Yeah, right. He's not a starter.
There you go, Tanner.
No,
you've got your reserve catcher
said,
in the all-star game.
In the last 5 years, this might be the only true all-star the Rockies deserve to have.
In the last 5 years?
Yeah, because Crone...
Has Nolan been gone for 5 years? Has it been that long?
3 years? 3 years? It was 2020. I had COVID. Like that whole year.
You get you. Yeah.
Yeah. We know. Yeah. I'm just trying to beat you to the punch.
The last
of the
three All Stars were CJ Crone.
Nope.
No.
Ermán Marquez.
Nope.
In 21. Nobody in 20. Then they had four in 2019.
With that,
Trevor
was
Story,
year. Yeah.
David Dahl, Blackman, and Nolan Arredondo.
David Dahl had a moment there where
yeah,
I was like, wow,
flash.
This guy is going to be good.
But that's what they do at Coors. They come in, have a great year, and then we're like, let's give them all of the money in the world. And then they don't do anything after that. Ryan McMahon is bouncing back finally.
Ryan McMahon kind of is bouncing back.
Which is weird. He's horrible defensively all of a sudden. He's a gold glover, and he just can't field a ball
moments.
To save
yeah.
his life. But you give him this contract. Chris Bryant was the biggest waste of money. He was shoveling hail the other day, and that's the first time that they're getting any payoff back from Chris Bryant for the contract they gave him. They say they fall in love with CJ Crone because that 38-year-old man who's probably juicing starts blasting home runs out of nowhere, and they're like, here's a 3-year deal.
CJ Crone is just not good.
Daniel Bard last year, right? Mm-hmm. Do we extend him? Do we move him? Move him at the deadline. Get some assets.
But you're in on old Bill right now.
Who's Bill?
Isn't it Bill Schmidt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, I was thinking of players.
Is that one of those? Where did Breidich go?
Right. I couldn't think of his name. I blocked
Bill
him.
Bill Schmidt?
Yeah, but no, I couldn't think of Jeff Breidich's
name. Is it
name.
Bill Schmidt?
It's Bill.
Why do I? Okay, it's Bill Schmidt.
Yeah, who are you going to say?
John Schmidt?
There was a. There
Probably
was
Bill and John are kind of just some basic names there.
Yes, yes. Mike Schmidt.
But you're in on this guy.
I think so. I think. I was really upset that they didn't make any moves this offseason. But now what I'm seeing is what we've been needing to see. This thing is all the way torn down. You can't get worse than this.
I want to talk to you about this because I'm with you on Tovar. I mean, he's amazing. But at the end of the day, so was Nolan Arenado. Can you win if you can't pitch? And I want to talk about that. Let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly quickly here on Gel. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good story for me today is a 4-star wide receiver is committing to Colorado State. Colorado State lands one of the best-ranked recruits in program history in Jordan Ross. I want to talk more about that. They got the verbal commitment. I wouldn't like count your chickens yet. But this guy said on Friday, announced his intention to join the Rams. We're getting wide receiver U going again. I mean, it seems like it there with CSU. The bad for me, let's go Bruce Brown's gone. Either way you want to slice this, can we live without him? Maybe. But he's gone, and why wouldn't he be? The Pacers offered him ridiculous money.
Yeah, you got to take that contract.
Everyone was projecting $12 million was probably the market for him. I was saying from the get-go that it's probably like 15 or 16.
Right, and we were way low on even that.
Then I kind of faded. I was like, well, I guess it's just 12. Pacers come in and say, here's $42 million.
$21 million a year.
Yeah, so he's got to be a starter there with the Pacers, so we'll see how that works out. And the ugly, Tanner, go ahead. You know what the ugly is.
Yeah, the Detroit Tigers.
They are beating just won the series against the...
They hit for a cycle in home runs yesterday.
Yeah.
A grand slam, a 3-run home run, a 2-run home run, a solo shot, and to wrap it all up, they gave another grand slam up.
Seabold.
Connor Seabold.
Sounds like a horse.
Yeah.
Like, that would be like Seabiscuit, but it's Seabold is a horse in a horse race.
Yes,
but he was not winning any races.
No, nobody was. It was horrible. It was ugly.
9, Detroit wins that game, and they win the series, and now the Rockies will go up against Houston and San Francisco to round out the first half of the season. 32 minutes after the hour, Tanner Schwinn sticking with us here for a little bit on this Independence Day Eve on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Catch KFKA's own Jerry Schimmel back on the call for the Colorado Rockies on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Want to shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. You're probably getting the family together, the friends together, whatever you're going to be doing throughout the course of the week. Hopefully you get a couple of days off or whatever. Stop by On the Rocks Liquor and pick up, you know, they got the best brewery, working with the best breweries throughout the state of Colorado, throughout the country, too. They're bringing in some unique stuff. So check them out. Tell them we sent you here from the whole show. That's On the Rocks Liquor, half a mile south of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue. Make your next celebration on the rocks. You're going to be celebrating, I'm sure. This is like, you love, why not? Everybody loves Independence Day, but you love the fireworks and the
celebrating America? Yeah.
Well, and the hot dogs and
yeah,
all that stuff.
I might, USA! USA! Might actually tune into the USA! Nathan's hot dog USA! Eating contest tomorrow. I'm kind
You're
of intrigued.
Actually watch it?
I'm kind of intrigued. I'm normally asleep well past, because it's like 8:30 in the morning, isn't it?
I can't watch people eat.
Joey Chestnut is a generational talent.
He's probably one of the best athletes out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just no question.
There's zero debate. Like, GOAT? Who's the GOAT? Why do we not say Joey Chestnut more?
I don't know. You and I are always debating what's a sport and what's not.
Yeah.
That one I think we both agree on is one of the greatest sports of all time.
100%
How many hot dogs can you eat in one sitting?
In 10 minutes. I said this is probably 7 to 10. My stomach's not feeling good today because of some partying over the weekend after getting done. I had to go enjoy the Greeley Stampede, man.
You, like, live at the Stampede.
Oh.
You should just live.
I'm done.
No more.
I will not be.
You worked every night.
I didn't go Friday night. Saturday night, my fiance made me go. And, yeah. Anyhow, but, yeah. No, normally, I say 15 to 20, I think. But right now, I'm feeling like 7. I think I could eat 7.
And, Angel, you're sticking around that 4 to 5 range?
4 to 5, yeah.
It's a hot dog a minute, dude. Like, a hot dog a minute.
I could do that.
Yeah. And especially because I think
it's not the chewing. It's not the biting or anything. It's, like, just swallowing the food.
Yeah, you're not really enjoying the hot dog.
Right.
So, I don't know.
How bad do you feel the next day? It's got to be horrible, right?
Probably don't feel very
How
good.
How long are you in the bathroom the next day? If what's, at all the next day. If
it's what's just, the recovery mode after that for...
Like, you can't eat anything after that, right? Like, you don't want to stare at a hot dog until the next 4th of July.
Well, I guess, like, Joey Chestnut, like, he's not, like, a morbidly obese guy.
No.
But you eat a lot to get ready for that because you got to stretch the old
stretch
stomach out.
Stretch the stomach out.
You got to get it ready to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, I think I could. I'm gonna up the ante to 10 to 12. Yeah, because you could get 3 hot dogs in the first minute, I feel. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's where you're going to be really strong. Just boom,
the tough part
boom,
for me,
boom.
Though, is I love hot dogs. That's not like you're not enjoying the hot dog. You're dunking it in water and you're doing all that stuff.
What do you put on your hot dog?
I'll put everything on
there. Anything and
if
everything.
If I have it available to me, I'll put it on there, but I can easily just do ketchup.
Lyle Smith Grabiel from United Way of Walt County puts wasabi, which I'm kind of intrigued by. I like the kick of wasabi.
I don't think so. I don't think I would do it. Hot dog, mustard.
Ketchup.
Relish, sauerkraut.
Ketchup?
Know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Onions?
Yeah, I'll do that too.
Chili dogs?
Yep.
Yeah?
I'll do it all. I'm a hot dog guy. There's no doubt. Tanner Schwint sticking with us. Let's talk about the Colorado Rockies with him for a bit. We also have a lot of Nugget stuff to hit. NBA free agency. More on the Colorado State Rams. How is Jay Norvell doing it? Some big names there. We'll get to all that and more coming up. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Katie Wingy, your host, reporter, and analyst for the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
All this talk about hot dogs and food is making me naturally pretty hungry, where I always tend to think about Cable's Pub and Grill. You've got all-you-can-eat spaghetti going on. Maybe the family's in town. You've been cooking like crazy over the weekend because it's a weird time with the 4th of July being on Tuesday. Maybe you need to get out a little bit or get away from everybody. Stop by Cable's Pub and Grill. That's where my friends meet. I met you there before. Angel has been there.
Those are all facts.
We are friends. And
we are.
Met there before.
We have. That is not a lie.
Okay, Tanner. So,
all right.
I'm with you on your boy Tovar.
Okay.
Like, they have Nolan Jones. Like, there's some guys. There's Brenton some prospects
Doyle.
There. But I guess at the end of the day, and Goodman was even talking about it again on the call, and it's like, you can't really attract free agency pitchers because good pitchers don't want to come to Colorado to really ruin their stats. It's stats, baseball, very almost as important as winning the World Series. They haven't really proven to bring guys up.
No,
you know,
they have
we thought maybe Kyle Freeland would be that guy. We thought Marquez might be that guy. I guess they still could be, but I'm not seeing it. So my question is, they've had the Nolan Arenados. Angel just talked about, what, 5 All-Stars a few years ago? 4 All-Stars? You can get good players. I'm not doubting that. They don't have this terrible farm system, but they can't get pitchers.
Well, and you look back at 2007, and it did. It took a miracle for them to get there. But you look at 2007 when they made the World Series. Jeff Francis, Aaron Cook, Ubaldo Jimenez. None of those are, you know,
premier pitchers.
No, not at all. You had Franklin Morales. You had, you know, you had a lot of those guys that didn't do anything else. But they were peaking at just the right time. And that's where you need to go. You need to find the guys. And that's what that young core that we thought we had with John Gray and Aramon and Kyle that you were talking about. It was a couple years ago that we thought the starting pitching was going to be the strength of this team. And when it was good, the offense was nowhere to be found. Now the offense is there. The Rockies are in the top 10 in runs scored in the National League right now. So the offense is there. The pitching has just been atrocious. And I don't know what the answer is, but what's always mind-boggling to me is that I was talking with some scouts when I was broadcasting some of the high school games, for Walker Martin and Tate Smith and guys like that. And apparently they look for Colorado pitchers out of any other state. They want pitchers from Colorado to go into the MLB. And I was like, well, it didn't make any sense to me. High schoolers who play here, it's only a couple months out of the year because we're cold. There's not as much usage on their arms. So if that is the case, why are the Rockies not scouting Colorado pitchers more? Like, out of all the sports, you had a great conversation, I thought, the other day, talking about football players coming out of Colorado, and why are they going elsewhere? Baseball is the sport that we produce the most professional side of things out of it, out of any of the sports. So why are the Rockies not paying attention to what's in their own backyard? I don't know. But I don't know. Do you save that money and just try and overpay pitchers and get guys who are going to have a couple of great years to come and hit? I don't know. I don't have the answer to that.
Well, that's where you go to the extreme answer. And again, Dick Monfort's email, and kind of had a couple of drinks or whatever, a late night email saying, I'm wondering if Colorado even deserves a baseball team. We have all thought it. Not that it doesn't deserve a baseball team, but if the same old thing every single year is, yeah, but you can't pitch here, you just can't do it on a consistent level, then, I mean, the only solution at some point is to not have a baseball team in the state of Colorado.
Yeah,
it
won't ever happen because they still sell tickets.
Right, but again, it's you're never going to really be competitive. If the facts are that pitching in Colorado, because of the altitude and everything, you're just not going to be good at it for a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
Because you're right. I mean, back when it was Freeland and John Gray and Marquez, I thought, man, that's... Because there was one season there. Mm-hmm. It was a sweet spot for him where it felt like the starting pitching was the strength of the team.
And then they were horrible with their bats on the road. They just couldn't score any runs. Yeah, it was a mess. It was an absolute mess. And then, you know, but this is part of the incompetency that I get where the frustration with the ownership comes in. Why Daniel Bard is still a Colorado Rocky is mind-boggling to me. After the year that he had last year, you move him at the deadline, and you move forward because he's an older pitcher now at this point. You dump him at the deadline when he's having a quote-unquote all-star caliber year, and you move on. CJ Krohn should have been dealt. Like, there's a reason why, ever since Todd Helton, the Rockies have had an evolving door at first base. It's because they can just go get these old sluggers and let them play first, and it doesn't matter. They're just going to have a couple of good years and then on to the next one. Daniel Murphy that we had there for a while, right? And, you know, CJ's the same way. It's a rotating door. That's got to stop at some point and get guys traded when their value's high, and that's where the Rockies have been horrible.
Yeah, it's just a rough go. It's a tough season. If you look for those nuggets of positivity.
Tovar, Doyle, Nolan Jones, and Elias Diaz. There's four. But here's the problem. They're not consistently good yet. You see the flashes. That Los Angeles Angels the Angel series, that was a phenomenal series for Tovar. He was great in that series. It's going to come in flashes. It's going to come in spurts.
Oh, he was it Saturday night I was texting you?
Yeah.
He was.
He's legit.
Was ridiculous.
He's legit over there, man. And that's what you see. But I don't know.
Wearing the pinstripes.
No, don't say that to me right now. Don't kick me while I'm down. No, it's not. Right now, could you get over 64? Would you take over 64 and a half wins?
What are they at right
now? 33? Almost the exact midway point. It's going to be like a photo finish, man.
I don't see it getting any better.
Would you take over or under right now, 64 and a half wins?
I'd probably go under.
Yeah, I think that'd be the smart one.
I'd go under.
My money's laying on the over, so.
Who knows?
That was fun. Who knows? Lasted. It's the only thing that keeps me intrigued in the Rockies.
11:51 the time. We'll wrap up hour number one. In hour two, we got the lunch rush coming up. More on let's get into the Denver Nuggets. Some changes to the roster, and we'll go over those later on. And yeah, hot dogs. Let's talk about them. Got to talk about hot dogs. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Krista McKeo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show 1310 KFKA.
.11:56 the time. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It was fun to talk a little baseball. I got Tanner fired up, Angel, by saying Elias Diaz I didn't feel like was an all-star. But, all right, he's a third. He's the third best catcher in the National League. Fine. I still think it's weird, though, that any team, like, baseball says, hey, everybody's got to have a representative. Get why they're doing it, but still bothersome to me. All right, in the second hour, let's get into it. Bruce Brown signed a monster contract with the Indiana Pacers. How does that make you feel about the Nuggets' chances of repeating? You know, I'm not going to be one of those guys that's like, oh, now that he's gone, oh, we'll be fine. He was clearly a big impact player. There is a reason to have the discussion. But is Nikola Jokic just that good that he does make, is he like Peyton Manning, where he makes average, because Bruce Brown was a very average player before he got to Denver. So is Nikola Jokic very similar to Peyton Manning, where he elevates those that are around him? And even though Bruce Brown came off the bench, they still played together quite a bit. So let's talk about that on the other side. Some of the big changes for the Nuggets. The NBA, free-for-all right now. Absolutely crazy. So much to get to. 2 hours left to do it. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.